One of the things I tell my clients pretty regularly is that the only right way to do business is your way, so long as it's legal. But carving out your own success path doesn't always feel like an easy thing to do, particularly if you're a fusion creative. Chaotic creatives are often driven by a grand vision of the world that they want to create and play in, while linears are often head down, checking boxes on their process docs, inching their way closer to a desired outcome. Regardless of your type, though, if you're having a hard time finding a clear path forward to success in your life or your business, I've got 5 simple exercises in this episode to help you get more clarity. Cue that fancy intro music.
It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started.
Before we jump in, let me first say that these exercises are nothing new. They are tried and true ways to help you get clarity more quickly. Just because they're simple doesn't mean they won't require some effort or energy on your part, though. So be sure to clear some space on your calendar to have time to do the work to get the clarity you need. You can download an action guide from our Rising Tide Learning Library to help. Just point your browser to creativefreedomshow.com, click on the Rising Tide link, navigate to Season 8, Episode 3, and the action guide is there waiting for you. The first exercise is a values assessment. This kind of tool is helpful for all the creative types because it helps you better understand who you are and gives words to what is most important at the deepest levels of your life and work. Your values are the North Star of your business. They give you a crystal clear vision and direction, ensuring that every move you make is aligned with what truly matters to you. When you're in sync with your values, you create a solid foundation that fuels your purpose and keeps you motivated to reach those big, audacious goals of yours. Having a unique set of values gives you that irresistible magnetism that attracts your dream customers. When you infuse your brand, your messaging, and your customer interactions with your values, there's a magnetic pull that makes your raving fans say, "Yeah, this is what I've been looking for. Where have you been all my life?" Your values also anchor you when faced with challenging choices. Staying true to your values builds trust, not only within your organization or with your clients, but also with yourself. Honoring your values, your boundaries, your beliefs, and your commitments are a must if you want to find success and feel successful in your business as well as your life. So how do you actually do this? There are lots of values assessment tools out there, and we'll link to a few in the action guide. Your creative entrepreneur type also points to some of the values that are inherent in your natural wiring. Chaotics tend to value experiences and the experiential, while linears are all about having order. Fusions value being fully seen so that all their facets can sparkle. And if you don't know your creative entrepreneur type yet, pop over to the website, take the free assessment. There's no opt-in required. It's like playing 20 questions, but it gives you a lot more clarity about how you're uniquely wired for work. But the easiest way to uncover your values only requires you to take some time and reflect back on your life. Recall the times when you were at your best, your happiest moments, your proudest moments, the times in your life where you felt cherished or fulfilled or really satisfied. Then ask yourself, what were you doing? Who were you being? And what made you feel that way? What led to those feelings of satisfaction, joy, pride, contentment? Oftentimes, we're at our happiest and most joyful when we are in complete alignment with our values. We're doing what we love, being who we most want to be, and showing up for ourselves in our life and our work in ways that feel really good, fulfilling, and purposeful. Look for the adjectives and the verbs. What or how were you being or feeling in those moments? playful, accountable, supported, then find the values connected to those adjectives and verbs. The values connected to those adjectives or verbs can run the gamut, really. You might think of pride, excellence, or authenticity, while someone else might think vulnerability, joy, and play. That's the beauty of this. The only wrong answer is the one that's not true for you. You get to decide what your values are because they are your values. As I think about which words really hit me, it's connection, playful rebellion, excellence, self-expression, and freedom. Now, those are all in my top five, but freedom's been one of my top five for decades. Heck, it's why this show is called Creative Freedom. As you go through your experiences, you're going to find some overlap, and that will be a strong indicator of your values. Now, let me also say, there are no good or bad values. Vulnerability is as powerful as strength. Ease is as important as work ethic. And as I said, all that matters in the end is whether or not they are really your values. There are plenty of people out there that will harmoniously resonate with whatever your values are, even if they don't make sense to the people closest to you. Be yourself. Warts, sparkles, and all, as I like to say. Don't try to live your life by somebody else's values. You'll only come to resent your life and probably them too. Now, you can also consult a list of values to help you find the right word choices. But when using any values list, it's important to remember that the most meaningful values are those that click for you. Trust yourself above all else. Take the time to really reflect on each of the values and then consider whether it truly aligns with your genuine sense of self. See if it rings true for you. Now, sometimes you'll struggle to find the exact right word, and that's okay. Just get as close as you can, and then when you have more clarity, you can update it later. Sometimes we don't know the word that we're looking for. You're aiming for a list of 10 or so, and then you're going to cull that down to 3 to 5 values. Think of these as your non-negotiables. And while all your values are important to you, some of them are going to be more important and more impactful than others right now. The clearer you are on what's most important, the better able you'll be to make those tough calls in your life and your work. Another way to think about this is, what are you running toward? What do you want more of? Those can be places where you're feeling like you're living out of alignment with your values too. Once you have clarity on your values, incorporating them into your decision-making and goal setting is essential to align your actions with your principles. Ask yourself if your goals are helping you stay in integrity with your values. If not, or you're not sure, that's a red flag for further examination. Take time each year to reassess your values. I do it and have my clients do it when we're doing our annual planning, because that's a perfect time to reassess before you set new goals. If you find anything out of whack, ask yourself, what's up there? And then make the necessary adjustments to realign your actions and your goals with your values. Embracing your strengths makes you feel more successful. The second exercise is to uncover and embrace your strengths. Again, also great for every creative type because it helps you better understand yourself and how you're uniquely wired. Understanding and leaning into your strengths as a creative entrepreneur is powerful and a pivotal reason why some folks fail where others succeed. When you have a clear understanding of your strengths, you can put them to work and make your life easier. Your strengths are the special sauce that sets you apart in a sea of sameness. It helps you focus on what you do better than anyone else. And by focusing on your strengths, you can carve out a unique space in the market that aligns with your passion and your expertise. That boosts your credibility and naturally attracts clients who are aligned with who you are and how you best show up in the world. It can also boost your confidence, which, as I've alluded to in previous episodes, comes before courageous action. You've got to be able to make a confident decision to act before you actually do the acting. Taking calculated risks, pursuing challenging projects, and pushing the boundaries of your creativity can't happen until you have the confidence to do so. Confidence attracts clients and collaborators who trust you and want to be in your world. By aligning your business with your strengths, you create a pathway to success that's not only financially rewarding, but also personally fulfilling. How do you identify your strengths? I have two tools that I recommend for creative entrepreneurs: the Clifton Strengths Finder, and of course, our Creative Entrepreneur Type Assessment. Both give you a comprehensive look into what makes you tick. Our assessment is free, and you can click the link on the website, creativefreedomshow.com, take the quiz, get your results, and get crystal clarity on how you're uniquely wired for success. Strength Finders has a fee, but it's also very valuable and insightful. Playing to your strengths is one of the core strategies that celebrities use on the daily, and it's one of the core elements of the Star Power Framework. If you're trying to become a celebrity in your space, this is critical. Lizzo isn't trying to run the lights for her show or do her own choreography. She's got people for that. And yeah, I know, you may not have the budget of Lizzo, so start where you can. Do what makes sense for your level of business. If you need support figuring out where to start, book a next step session and we can suss that out for you. Focus on your strengths by delegating tasks that fall outside of your area of expertise or that drain your energy. Just because you're good at something doesn't mean that you're the one who should be doing it, Fusions. I'm talking to you. When you're a jack of all trades kind of person, it's easy to lull yourself into the lie that, oh, it's just faster if I do it myself. Well, because yeah, that might be true, but if you keep doing all the things, then you're left holding all the things. In order to have the capacity to show up and shine like the star that you already are, there's got to be room in your container to do it. At both home and work, there are plenty of things you're doing that don't need to be done by you in order for them to get done. And there's probably more than a handful of things that you don't even need to be doing at all. Focus on your IPA, the important personal activities or income-producing activities that drive the results. These are the things that must be done and can only be done by you in order to derive the benefit. Identify what can be paused, outsourced, or delegated to your team members or freelancers. You may not be able to clear your plate entirely, but even a small opening in your container can be helpful. By freeing up your time and energy, you can allocate more resources to activities that align with your strengths and drive your business and your life forward. Surround yourself with folks who have strengths and skills that complement yours. Collaborate with or hire them into your team. You don't always have to be the smartest person in the room, at least when it comes to things outside your strengths. This is part of building your environment of empowerment. Connect with like-minded entrepreneurs or mentors and groups who can provide support, guidance, and opportunities for collaboration. Engage in networking events as you are able, and attend conferences or workshops relevant to your industry or interests. That kind of support can amplify or even multiply your strengths and open doors to new possibilities. Your strengths are also a point of distinction for your marketing. Showcase your expertise and the benefits clients can expect by working with you. This makes it even more clear for your raving fans that you're the right person for them. Speaking of raving fans, that's exercise number 3. Identify your raving fans. I'm sure you've already done some kind of customer avatar exercise at some point. Those can be useful for linear types who have a lot of customer data, but they're not always great for every creative type. Still, it's important to have an idea of who your raving fans are because target marketing never goes away. Knowing who your best audience is evolves over time as you evolve. When I started coaching almost 20 years ago, I was working almost exclusively with direct sales market. But as I continued teaching and writing, a different audience emerged. First, it was mompreneurs, and then it was more than moms. It was a much wider swath of independent business owners, solopreneurs, micro business owners who were trying to build a profitable, sustainable business doing what they loved without having to hustle their face off to do it. They wanted to build a business, not an expensive hobby. And then as I started growing and doing my own work, I found a subset of this audience, creative entrepreneurs. And as we record this, I'm working more with a slice of that slice. The folks who know in their bones that they're meant for more. They're tired of being passed over. They know they're exceptionally good at what they do, and they want the respect, the recognition, the impact, the income that comes from being the celebrity in their space. I call them undervalued unicorns, and I just did an entire episode about them last time. So go check that out if you missed it. The point is that while you've probably done exercises like this a bazillion times, there's never a bad time to review and refine who your raving fans really are. Just find the approach that works best for you. When you truly know your ideal customer, you basically sprinkle your marketing efforts with magic fairy dust. You can tailor your messages to their unique desires and aspirations and dreams, and you can speak right into their heart, captivating their attention and inspiring them to take action. By intimately understanding their needs or their preferences, their dreams, you can craft magical products or things that feel like magic because they're tailor-made for them. It feels like it's tailor-made for them because in a way they are. You can also use your time, your energy, and your resources more effectively and get a better ROR, a return on all your resources. You can focus on the channels and the strategies that speak directly to your ideal customers that also work for how you're wired to work. There are plenty of ways to do this work, and we'll list a few in the action guide, including our own Raving Fans Toolkit and the Find Your Audience Workshop, which is great for folks who are just getting started. And they're both already waiting for you inside our free Rising Tide Learning Library. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. If you've already got clients, one of the easiest ways to start is to look at who you're already working with and decide what you really like about both who they are as clients and as human beings. That's important. A holistic understanding sets the stage for building deeper connections, which is key for successful long-term business relationships. If you're up for it, set up a time to connect personally with your people. Do a one-on-one or invest in a customer research professional to do the interviews for you. It's actually pretty valuable. I'll include links to two people that I adore in the action guide so that you can reach out to them. People will ignore surveys. It's happened to me many, many times. And they might miss your social media polls. So take the time to make the investment in one-on-one conversations with the people that you really love working with. People want to feel like they're being seen and heard, like their voice really counts for something. And if these are truly your raving fans, then it's worth knowing more from them directly. You don't have to create a specific customer avatar character and name it if that doesn't fly for you. That's just one approach to identifying your ideal customer. And I'll include a link in the show notes and the action guide to a customer avatar worksheet so that you can use that if that's your jam. But you don't have to do that. Early on in our show, season 2, to be precise, I answered the question, do you really need a customer avatar? And the answer is, well, it depends. You may not need a customer avatar for your business. So don't sweat it if that approach doesn't work for you. Most undervalued unicorns tend to be world changers. So it's less about a particular person and more about your worldview. Your raving fans align with your values and your worldview, which is why we started with that exercise in the first place. It's also a core part of the Creative Freedom business model equation that we talked about earlier this season. Who you are and why you do what you do matters more to your raving fans than the hair color of your customer avatar, or where they live, or where they shop. Those things can stimulate harmonious resonance, but they are far less important when your values and your worldview are the foundation of your great work. And that's great news for you if you don't already have clients that you're working with. because you can start talking about your values and beliefs now and draw in those right people who will eventually become your raving fans. Our Find Your Audience workshop shows you exactly how to find those folks and fast track your audience building so that you can start cultivating an audience of raving fans. With audience clarity, you'll be able to craft messaging and content that captivates the hearts of your raving fans and then forges deeper connections that ignite their curiosity and turns casual admirers into devoted fans. So be willing to think outside the box a little bit and experiment with unconventional strategies, things that match your style and values first, including advertising if it makes sense for your business. Let your unique perspective be a guide to help you pinpoint your ideal customers. You can rally a community of folks ready and eager to champion you and your great work when you do. Your raving fans aren't afraid to give you feedback either, so listen up when they speak and tailor your interactions, your communications, and your support so that they feel like they matter to you, because they do. Join forces with them and create collaborations with influencers or complementary businesses who share your ideal customer profile. And then watch as your business becomes a beacon for those who crave something truly extraordinary. This is a great way to fast track your audience building. All right, time for that fourth exercise, dream blazing. This is a tool that I have used for decades now to help me get immense clarity on what I want in my life and my work and what I want it to look like for the coming year. It's such an important tool for me that I did a whole video about it back in our very first season. And it's the entire focus of my 3-day client retreat each fall. It's part goal setting, but it's also a guiding light that helps you prioritize a path to your dreams and desires. Dream blazing is built on the 5 key areas of success, the foundation of my first book, The Secret Watch. It's all about defining and achieving success on your own terms. Well, I'm not going to take you through the entire program here because it lives inside our free learning library if you want to give it a try. Here's the quick and dirty gist of it. First, ask yourself how you define each of those key areas. What does it mean to have a faith-filled life? What does an empowering family look like for you? What's the total fitness for both your physical container and the spirit that lives inside that container? What does it mean for you to live a life of good fortune? And how do you define freedom for yourself? Once you have your definitions, then you're going to say, okay, hey, what are the things that I'd like to do, be, have, or experience in order to move me closer to that definition of success? And you'll probably have a laundry list of items, which is great. And if you can only come up with 1 or 2 things, that's even better, because the next step is to narrow it down by considering this question. What's the one thing that would give me the most cause for celebration if I were able to achieve it in the next 12 months? That helps put things into perspective pretty quickly. The last step then is to do a head-to-head matchup and prioritize that list before you start doing anything. Because as the year ticks on, it's easy to lose sight of your priorities. And having them pre-prioritized helps you be more intentional and stay on track throughout the year. Once you've identified the most important dreams and goals for the year, that is your definition of what success looks like for the next 12 months, then you'll need to identify the milestones along the way. Sometimes a shorter path is harder and it's just not possible for you at the moment. And there's nothing wrong with taking the scenic route if it gets you where you want to go. And if you're clear you want to take the shorter, more challenging path, you may need to enlist some help and build a team to help you get there. Mapping it out helps you see what's what so that you can make more confident decisions, take courageous action, and actually achieve what you've been dreaming of. Like I said, that's the quick and dirty. There's a bit more nuance to it, and you can access the entire thing at no cost inside our free learning library. Just navigate to, you know it, creativefreedomshow.com, click on the Rising Tide link, and have at it. I want you to dare to dream big and carve out your own unique space in the world. And remember, there's no dream scale shame around here. If it's your dream, it's big, period. I want you to have a business that works for how you're wired to work. I want all of that to come together easily for you, or as easily as possible, given that it's business and business is, well, it's business. Okay, you linears, this last tool is for you. A SWOT analysis. What's a SWOT analysis? SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's all about uncovering the hidden gems and potential pitfalls that lie within and around your creative enterprise. I think of strengths as the blessings that are internal to your business. It's your personal strengths, like I mentioned earlier, but it's also things like having a great copywriter or above average engagement in your email list. These are the things internal to your company that give you a potential advantage in the marketplace. Weaknesses are the opposite. These are the internal things that give you a potential disadvantage, like being a team of one. That can potentially be an issue if something happens to you that takes you out of play for a while. Or having a dysfunctional team that's in transition, or failing to have a sales or lead generation system that consistently generates leads and income. Those are weaknesses internal to the organization. Strengths and weaknesses are the internal forces that you have some sway over. These are often the most impactful levers that you can pull to see a positive change inside your company. Lean into your strengths, take action to mitigate your weaknesses. If you're a solopreneur, there may be some things that are unavoidable, like being a team of one, but you can mitigate that potential disadvantage by leaning into the fact that you can be incredibly agile in the marketplace. You have the sovereignty to make quick decisions and customize or tailor your work without a layer of bureaucracy to slow or halt your progress. Opportunities are external things that are happening in the world beyond your doors that pose a potential advantage for your company. If you were a social media platform, Twitter's shakeup in 2022 opened the door for some new players in that market. That's a potential opportunity if you've got something that could compete with Twitter. Threats are the opposite. Things happening in the world beyond your doors that pose a potential disadvantage to you. Think new legislation that curtails your work. A global pandemic. New competitors moving in next door. Opportunities and threats are the external forces that are beyond your control. You can't really do anything about them, but you can shore up your business to be better prepared to weather the storms that they might bring. Dive into your SWOT analysis and identify patterns, connections, and opportunities that emerge from your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. As a creative, you're better positioned than most companies to be able to act quickly to course correct what's not working and amplify what's already working for you. And while I said linears, anyone can do a SWOT analysis. We've included a worksheet inside the action guide for you to get started. These five exercises can give you a crap ton of clarity for finding and navigating your personal success path. Remember that your definitions of success won't look like anyone else's, and that's exactly how it's supposed to be, because you're not like anyone else. Play to your strengths, get clear on your goals, share your values with your raving fans so that you can build your noble empire and achieve success on your terms. Now, I say that with an asterisk. I recognize that not everyone feels safe, especially in our current world, to be who they are fully and completely out loud and in public, and I respect that. And I want to encourage you to find the places and ways that you can stand in your values and communicate them to the people that matter most, whether that's family, friends, or clients and team members. Having an environment of empowerment is a critical piece of what it takes to feel truly successful in whatever you're up to in the world. Take it one step at a time. It's simple, but not always easy. I believe in you, and I want you to believe in you too. Next time, I'm sharing three secrets to getting noticed in a noisy, crowded marketplace. So be sure you're subscribed to the show or our email list so that you'll be first to know about our upcoming episodes. Or, you know, subscribe to both and get all the goodies. I sure hope we'll see you there. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at creativefreedomshow.com. You know you want to.